This question for Leonard Morden, M-O-R-D-S in David E-N, July 3, 31, addresses a letter to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 8755023. Dear Dr. Stack, consultation for Mr. Morden with abnormal kidney function, progressive. He has probably prostate cancer with PSA apparently running 120, sclerotic bone lesions, follows urology at Lansing. He has urinary retention as well as stenosis of the foreskin, comes accompanied with wife. He does not want to do invasive procedures. Urology has discussed with them about potential surgery for phimosis, doing self-catheterization or alternative treatment. He has frequency urgency nocturia, denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. No cystoscopy has been done. There is decreased appetite and weight loss, at least 15 pounds over the last 6 months. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. There has been new diarrhea the last few months without bleeding. No abdominal pain, no melena. Has a back pain, but he says it's chronic. No anti-inflammatory agents, no edema, claudication symptoms. Has a pacemaker, denies chest pain palpitation. Denies increase of dyspnea, purulent arterial hemoptysis. Does not use oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND. Denies skin rash. He does have a pigmentation of the nose, but apparently he's been there for many years. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, at least 20 years, some peripheral neuropathy, no ulcers. He's not aware of retinopathy or procedures. Elevated cholesterol on treatment. Has a pacemaker. According to records, Tachybrady syndrome, he was not aware of AFib. Denies coronary artery disease or procedures. Denies TIS stroke seizures. Denies peripheral vascular disease. No chronic liver disease. No kidney stones. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine. No infection. Prior thyroid surgery. Next paragraph, procedures, bilateral lens implant, goiter, thyroid surgery, no cancer, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications, Demadex, lovastatin, Corex, thyroid replacement, terazosin, Januvia, metformin, magnesium, apparently Spiriva inhaler. Next paragraph, he smoked when he was in the service, discontinued many years back, no alcohol abuse. No family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, present weight 172, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 116 over 63. Hard of hearing, normal speech. Bilateral lens implant, no facial asymmetry. No expressive facial dysarthria, no facial asymmetry. Lungs clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion. Pacemaker on the left appears regular. Thyroid surgery on the neck. No masses. No pericardial wrap. No palpable liver spleen, ascites, or tenderness. Question fullness of the bladder. No tenderness. No edema, no focal deficit. There is decreased hearing. Next paragraph. Creatinine has progressively risen, May 2022, 1.3, presently up to 1.8. Albumin low normal, 3.6. Minor increased alkaline phosphatase, 260. Other liver function tests not elevated. sodium normal, potassium upper normal, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, GFR 35 stage 3B. The alkaline phosphatase is new. Normal glucose. Last year anemia 9.6, normal white blood cell platelets. There is a CT scan of the chest without contrast. This is from July 2023. Plaque, coronary arteries, and thoracic aorta. A small airway disease with TREE in BAD, BUD on right middle and right upper lobe. Diffuse sclerotic lesions on the bone structures on the chest. Mediastinal lymph nodes were prominent. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, progressive over time. New findings of likely prostate cancer based on symptoms, high PSA, potential bone metastasis. No biopsy has been done. Is my understanding there is urinary retention, likely from the prostate issues, but also from a tight stenotic sclerotic foreskin. I agree with urology that he needs to make a decision about potential surgery for phimosis, potential indwelling Foley catheter, potential suprapubic catheter. He's not interested in aggressive prostate treatment. They need to explore palliative care and educate patient and family a little bit more. Right now, there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of pulmonary edema. There has been anemia. All chemistry needs to be updated. Obviously, he is not interested on dialysis, and there is no need for dialysis right now either. Patient to discuss with wife and family, to express his wishes, and make a decision accordingly. End of dictation.